Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Romania is one of the many places around the world, and it's happening everywhere, where the battle over marriage is occurring. Vice President of Legal Affairs Harry Mehet visited Romania. This is his home country where he was born, along with Kim Davis, the Rowan County, Kentucky clerk, to issue a warning and to encourage people there to go to the polls for the issue of marriage. Over 3 million people signed a referendum petition wanting to vote on this very issue. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Harry, you have been to Romania many times. You were born there. You experienced your very first day of freedom, December 25, 1989. And your laws in Romania actually say that marriage is between two spouses. Obviously, the intent has always been the spouse would be a man and a woman. But in today's environment, the issue is not so clear because some people want to just genericize that phrase and put two men and two women in there and call it marriage. So 3 million or so Romanians have signed a petition to request a referendum to amend that particular law to say that it is between a man and a woman. You were there along with Kim Davis regarding this issue. How do you foresee this particular referendum going? What's the next step? And then we want to talk about some of your experiences as you were in Romania.
Well, Matt, it's great to be with you. And as you mentioned, over 3 million Romanians did sign a petition asking for the opportunity to clarify in the national constitution that marriage is the union of one man and one woman. That is a historic effort, a historic number of signatures that were collected. And so under the Romanian law and under the Romanian constitution, effort is supposed to now result in nationwide referendum on marriage. Romania's constitutional court unanimously approved and affirmed the referendum after the signatures were gathered.
And we actually filed an amicus brief in that case with the Romanian High Court, asking them to approve that referendum to move to the next step.
We certainly did, and in fact, they did approve it unanimously. The next step after that was for the Romanian parliament to also approve it, and the House of Delegates has approved it. However, the referendum is now stuck in the Senate, where a handful of senators are being pressured by the West, by Brussels and the European Union, even the American ambassador to Romania are exercising a great deal of pressures on these senators. And so now the measure is deadlocked in the Senate, which is really a shame because basically the will of the people is being ignored. The senators are bowing to international pressure and in so doing are forgetting the very people that sent them to Parliament to implement the will of the people.
So you said an American ambassador to Romania. I assume that that's an American ambassador that's still a holdover from Obama appointing that person as opposed to President Trump.
Absolutely. And in fact, the first ambassador that Obama appointed to Romania was an openly gay person, and that was really a slap in the face to the Romanian people. 97% of Romanians identify as Orthodox Christians, and in any polling taken, I believe same-sex marriage is disapproved by a 90% margin. So for the Obama administration to make that move was really an insult to the Romanian people. But then the second ambassador that Obama sent, which is currently the ambassador now, is basically of the same political ideology and is, in spite the change of administrations in Washington, this ambassador is continuing to press the old views and the old ideology on the Romanian people.
Which, in terms of our country, really underscores the fact that our Senate needs to move forward quickly on these nominations so that these ambassadorships, because they are very important, these ambassadorships and other places of the presidential appointments can be filled.
Absolutely. I can't tell you how many times in meeting with the civic leaders in Romania, they asked me, when is Trump's new ambassador going to come? We need we need help. We need to make that change because currently there's nothing but opposition to the family movement from the current ambassador.
Now, when you were over there, Harry, you and Kim experienced some of the pushback from some of the LGBT supportive groups. How many people would you say that would be, or what percentage of the population would be LGBT supportive?
Well, if you ask them, I read some of their estimates that they say up to 10% of the Romanian people, which
wow.
Which is just laughable.
Yeah, that's the...
You're like, no way, right?
Yeah, that's those stretched figures that
yeah.
come
well,
all the way back from
the fake news. Yeah,
1948.
Wow.
Yeah, in a country of 19 million people, most of whom are conservative, most of whom love freedom, love the United States, love the family. I would be shocked if the actual number was greater than 1%. They are a very, very small minority, but. Like in the West, they are very vocal, very organized,
right.
And have the support of people and organizations with a lot of resources. And so when we were in Bucharest, for example, the largest city, the capital, our last conference, they banded together. They began to circulate open letters and petitions for the National Theater to kick us out of the venue that we had reserved and paid for. And their number one argument as to why we had to be kicked out, why we could not under any circumstances present our views and our conference was because they said we falsely portrayed their side as being intolerant and as wishing to shut down the debate.
So let me get this straight.
Oh,
their name
goodness.
Is Accept. And
yes.
they didn't want you to have an open opportunity to speak in a forum. Because they say that you misrepresent their views, so they want to shut you down. They instead could have actually created their own forum, but they wanted to stop you from speaking about the issue.
The irony in that.
Yeah, in order to prove that we lied about them when we said that they are intolerant and aggressive and unwelcoming of other viewpoints, to prove that we lied, they decided to kick us out of a venue.
They tried to anyway. It didn't work.
It didn't work, and actually it provided, you know, I went there with all these examples in the United States where Christians have been forced to compromise their conscience and where their viewpoints have been shut down and punished. And what this particular incident did is provide us with sort of Exhibit A of what's already happening in Romania now and what will happen if same-sex marriage becomes the law of the land there.
Well, it looks like, I mean, you've got a lot of support from the leaders of the Orthodox Church, certainly evangelicals as well. You met with four of the six archbishops of the Orthodox Church. You also have a group that's called the Coalition for the Family. It has a number of groups that are part of this coalition, all going towards the same goal, and that is to preserve the basic foundation of family as the union of one man and one woman in marriage.
That's right. And, you know, even our evening conferences were very, very well attended. Hundreds of people came out to see us, and thousands. I believe one conference was watched by 22,000 people live as it was being broadcasted. So notwithstanding these small pockets of opposition that are taking place right out of the playbook of the Western forces of tolerance, the rank-and-file Romanian received us very, very warmly and enthusiastically and was quite happy to have us there and encouraged by our presence there.
Well, our guest is Harry Mehet. He's our Vice President of Legal Affairs, and he and Kim Davis went to Romania, the hometown, including the home country where he was born, of Romania, where Harry experienced freedom for the very first time on Christmas Day, December 25, 1989, and they were there on the issue of marriage and religious freedom. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. As we advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, marriage, and the family, you can be a part of this ministry. Pray for Liberty Counsel and remember us in your regular financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.